Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic specialist, and I'm located in beautiful Pasadena, California, in Los Angeles, and I run an amazing Instagram, so check me out at Beauty by Dr. K. And today on our 5-Minute Friday, I'm going to talk to you all about the jawline. The jawline this year has been one of my most popular requested specials and treatments for contouring and shaping the lower face. So a couple things happen to your face as you age. Mostly these are not good things. They happen to all of us. So when you start to notice changes in your lower face, I want to give you some tips and tricks about what you can do. So starting in your 30s, you may start to notice a little excess fold of skin around the sides of the mouth, and we call that jowling. And some of us have jowling because of hereditary fat pads that tend to fall lower along the sides of the mouth and tend to form a heaviness there. Patients who have fat pads around the mouth are candidates to do Kybella. Kybella is a fat melting enzyme, and this is a very off-label use of the product, meaning it's not FDA approved for that use. However, I've been using Kybella in the jowl fat pad to shrink that fatty tissue around the mouth where the mouth turns down, and it works really wonderfully. Usually two sessions, I do about one vial, half of a vial on each side of the face, and it really melts that area down. I love Kybella for reducing the jowls. I think that patients also have some excess skin that hangs around the mouth. So I do jawline sculpting, and I use contouring fillers to shape the angle of the mandible and give a nice, beautiful square jawline that gives a gorgeous profile. So very much like Angelina Jolie has that sharp, angular jawline and profile, if you're noticing that your neck blends in with your mandible, there's no sharp line of demarcation between the jaw and the neck. It just sort of merges. And if you want to get a little more pronounced definition there, you can do a jawline filler. This is also a highly skilled technique. Not a lot of people do it very well. I've seen a lot of people do it not so well. And it unfortunately can create lumps. It can create contour deformities, and it can create very, you know, dangerous side effects if it's not done correctly because of the important blood vessels in that area. So when you're seeking an injector, always look for board certification, a board certified facial plastic surgeon. You want to see someone who's a certified dermatologist. You want to see someone who's a really expertly trained nurse injector or nurse practitioner. Those would be my top things, you know, top criteria to go to: certification, training, level of experience, and results. So look for all of those. And never compromise your safety by getting a Groupon for your face. It's really not worth $100 to, you know, ruin your anatomy, to have a complication like a blood vessel that obstructs causing skin necrosis or breakdown. So always do your homework. Jawline filler in the right hands is amazing because it will provide a nice sharp angle of the jaw, and it just gives that gorgeous profile. As we age, we develop some osteoporosis and thinning of the mandible bone. So when we look at facial volume, we look at not only the fat pads of the cheek and the skin and the wrinkles and the skin quality, but we also have to look at underlying tissues like musculature and bone. So some of the most cutting-edge thinking in anti-aging specialties right now is focusing on the contours of the bone and how they change with aging and time. If you're not already taking calcium supplementation and you're a woman, you need to be taking 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day. And that is the recommended FDA-approved amount for every woman to take. If you have a mom who has a really thin, frail skeletal structure and a thin, bony jaw, you know that you're headed in that direction. So if your mom or your grandma have osteoporosis, you should start early with your calcium supplementation. Remember that when your bones change in your face, you do get changes such as jowling and excess skin falling forward around your mouth and less taut and less pulled back appearance. So one of the best ways to improve your lower face appearance is with jawline contouring. I use several different fillers for this. I use Radius, I use Voluma, I use Restylane Lift, I use Sculptra. And all of these fillers have their various attributes, but the most important thing being that they can be injected in a very beautiful linear manner to improve the side profile. And the two little divots along the side of the jaw that most of us tend to get are aging zones where the bone thins, and one is near the facial artery and one is at the back of the jawline. Those areas need to be replenished in order to have a really smooth and contoured jawline. If you're someone who has a lot of lower face heaviness and thickening, and you're starting to feel kind of square, or masculinization of your lower face and jaw is happening, that also happens to us in our 30s, 40s, 50s. Happens very much so to people who clench their jaws and grind their teeth. And I love to use Botox to slim the masseter muscles in these areas. When you clench your jaws, you develop these overdeveloped bulky muscles called the masseters, and it gives the jaw a very square and heavy look, not to mention giving you tension headaches and temporal mandibular joint or TMJ problems. So Botox for the masseters is wonderful to stop the headaches, it stops the grinding, and it has the lovely side effect of slimming your jaw. Just like when you put your arm in a cast, the muscles thin and atrophy, the lower face muscles slim down so beautifully and really looks nice and complements the lower face by giving a slimming effect. So three little tricks that I've taught you today. Number one, if you want to get a really sharp angle of the jaw, think about jawline contouring. And I love that technique for pulling back loose skin, almost like a liquid facelift effect. Number two, don't forget to melt the lower face fat pads and jowl pads with fat melting enzyme like Kybella. Number three, masseter slimming with Botox, because that can give really nice lower face slimming effect. And lastly, don't forget your calcium, because you don't want osteoporosis changes to occur where there's thinning of the mandible bone and loss of the calcification around the dentition and the teeth. So there you have it. Those are tips for you guys. Remember, the lower face is just as important as the upper face in the aging process. And one of these days we'll talk about the chin as well. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Don't forget to listen to me on my Tuesday Longer podcast, and you can find me on my website at www.beautybydrk.com and my Instagram to watch all the amazing things I do at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.